Well, let's talk now about Waipa Studios and the formation of this for the both of you. You returned from your vacation, and you had started sort of experimenting already with what you would be doing as a professional team. How did you then establish this as an official business, and what has it been like working in this business for the two of you?
I think at first it was more about trying to establish our values, the mission, and not lose that of our site, because that's a really important thing for us, like the foundation of why we do what we do.
During that trip also, we changed a lot of our values internally. Yeah. So we wanted to keep those values not only during our life, but also in our business. So whatever we do to carry on this new values that we kind of learn or change during that 1 year trip.
I think establishing the business, it took us more time than we expected, because coming from more artistic fields, there were certain things that we didn't know how to like set up. But luckily we learned in the process, and that was rewarding for both of us. It's a constant, you know, learning process. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what attracts us about working together and have the studio, because when you learn something and you are comfortable with that, suddenly you have to like start with something else. And it's always, you know, learning and trying to improve.
Yeah. And also took us a little bit more time than expected, because we also we not only started a new business, but also we moved from San Francisco to Santa Cruz. Mm. So took some time to kind of rebuild our network here and like get to know each of the important pieces here.
I'm happy for you to have made that move.
So. Yeah, more than happy now. Yeah. At that time we were happy, but now with all this things happening, we are super lucky.
Yeah, Santa Cruz is a hard place to beat for sure. Yeah. Now let's maybe to help us get a picture of what it's like to do your work, to work in the studio. I imagine you would have a client that would maybe reach out to you, and then that would be the blossoming of a project. Is that how that mm-hmm. works? Okay, so what is that? How does someone find you, or do you find them? And what's the next step after it's established with this client that they need something done for their website? What is the communication like?
I feel like usually it's more that we are trying to reach clients. Once in a while, an older client maybe ask us for something specific, but since we move here, it's mostly try to work with local people. But the flow will be after the client reach us, or we reach to the client and we understand what they are looking for. We try to send them a proposal and see if we are aligned to that, and maybe give them a timeline of the process. We try to get to know the client and understand what their needs are and help them on what they are requesting. If it's web design, photography, both, sometimes it's something else, and we try to accommodate that in the work that we do.
One of our values is encourage a friendship. So we always try to treat clients as friends and not as only as clients. And also it's kind of one of the reasons why we moved here to Santa Cruz. We feel more people is more, it's friendlier, and I hear that it's more like a community. And so the idea is to know them better and be more personal and not only like treat them as a client. So once we know them, the alignment and then the understanding of their business and their needs is much easier. And that depends on if the new web design or photography or both, and they would try to do like, we call it like more like a holistic approach, where of course the pictures that we take, we display in the website, and we can work on that approach together and holistically. So it's about like, but first of all, it's learning more about that client and become more close to them and try to understand their needs.